roast pork loin, and you just absolutely not.
Oh, no, I would never sit at the table with anyone who would be so uninformed enough to eat pork and put it in their mouth as food.
Now, Ms. Ali, let me ask you one question before we get into the current topic about the car parts. With this whole thing about not eating pork, I know within the Muslim religion, there's no pork eating at all. It's frowned upon.
Well, wait now. It's not only within the Muslim religion. It's within the Jewish religion and within the Seventh-day Adventist religion.
I understand. Now,
a lot of people that don't eat pork, none of the holy books that we believe in America support the eating of the swine. That's the Bible, the Torah, or the Quran.
Now, I have to ask you, though, are you not a pork eater because of your faith or because you just don't like pork?
Well, I'm not a pork eater through education.
Uh-huh.
And I learned about it, you know, when I was starting into college, which is, you know, our time of discovery for most of us.
Right. You used to eat pork when you were younger because your parents made it for
right.
you.
My mother, she didn't know any better, poor thing. And so, uh-huh. And what's interesting about that is that she was a Jewish cook.
Really?
She cooked for a Jewish family, and so she was teaching us about that, but at the same time, you know, we were eating some of the food and so forth that she would bring home, and it was delicious, but we didn't know the difference. And then, of course, she would still cook the pork because that's what she had been raised on. There's a long history of us eating it in this country. Initially, it was a health issue.
What pork dishes did your mom make for you?
What does she fix? She usually things like bacon and sausage, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Ham, that kind of
yes.
stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she fixed that. And then, of course, as we learned better, then she, of course, would cook, you know, lamb and different beef dishes and different other, you know, Jewish foods.
But when you were younger and you had the bacon and sausage, did you like it?
Well, of course I did. It's like if you bring a person up on cyanide, and as long as it doesn't kill them, they'll like it if that's what they've been taught to eat. So we can't really use that as an analogy.
But as we spoke before, I mean, you walk into a room where there's a pork tenderloin cooking and
bacon. Well, no, I'm not going in that room because I don't want that stinking in my clothes and getting in my cart. No, I'm not going to do that.
I understand. We've had this discussion before. Now, you've taken this this time even further because of the word that some automobile plants and manufacturers are going to use some pork byproducts to form molds to make car parts, and now you're saying you're not going to even get into that car.
First of all, this is the situation. You know, the way the scientists and the researchers and the people in development work in this country is by the time they announce it to us, they're already doing it.
Uh-huh.
Because they've had to test it and do, you know, double-blind studies and so forth. And so they're probably already using it. And I'm sure they're not going to just use those pork byproducts mixed with turkey, incidentally, just to make those molds, because it is called GM Bond, like a glue or a lubricant. That's what they're going to do with it. And now that's bad news for someone like me who's been a Cadillac woman since 1966. Now, that changes my whole program, because I'll never buy another one. Because I won't know which one they put the pork in or not.
But you're driving an older model Cadillac now, though, right?
Well, it's older than 2001, yeah.
What year Cadillac are you driving?
1998.
All right, and there's no pork products in the 98
that
Cadillac.
That I know of.
All right.
See, that was before knowledge, but now that I know, because if a person doesn't want to eat it or, you know, touch it, then you don't want to wash your hair in it, take a bath in it, brush your teeth with it, and they put it in so many things. You know, initially this pig was used in America just for medicinal purposes.
I know. But let me ask you one question. Sedan DeVille, Fleetwood, what do you drive?
Coupe DeVille.
That's a sharp car.
That's a sharp car.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now, it suits my style and idea, but see, now I've got to get another idea because I'm not going to ride in a car that might have some pork in it. And it's not that it hasn't been, you know, mixed up with other chemicals and materials. I'm just not going to do that. This is a financial decision that I think they're going to regret.
Let me ask you something.
It's enough to give you the heebie-jeebies thinking there's pork in the car.
You know, there's a thing. I take it, for example, you would not dare touch an NFL football. The old pigskin.
No, we don't do football. No, no, no. I don't know any civilized person, such as any civilized Jewish American or Muslim American, any of them that would touch a football, because we know that's made out of pigskin. And you have a lot of gloves, people that have diabetes, which has gotten popular now in exposure, they need to know that there is a beef insulin and a pork insulin.
But
there's a lot of Muslim football players.
There's a lot of Muslim football players in professional football now.
Well, there are a lot of Jewish people that eat pork now. See, America has a way that if a person stands for something moral, they go about trying to get them to break that down, either through money or success or fame or something. And so people tend to give up what their principles are in order to receive those things. I'm not giving that up, and I'm going to stand for that forever because we need some reminder in America that the pork industry has been tricking us and poisoning us for years and disguising it as just as a wholesome food.
Even if it means no Cadillac for you.
Well, you know, that's really going to be something to deal with, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, you know, we have a special relationship with Cadillacs in my community. I don't know what I'm going to do.
So what, they're going to go ahead and do this. I mean,
I'm appalled.
No,
appalled.
But is there anything you can do about that?
Well, I don't think so.
I mean, but it's just plastic mold. It's not like the pig
but
is going to...
It isn't. It's called GM Bond. Binding agent as such as a glue, and they mention in their article as a lubricant. It's not just going to be for a mole, I'm telling you. They'll be greasing it all in the car and doing everything with it.
And that is derived, like the old glue factory of pigs.
And that's the cloven hoof. Even the health food stores, they have this same hypocrisy because these health vitamin producers, rather, because they'll have these wonderful herbs and vitamins and minerals, and then they'll capsulize it in a gelatin capsule made from a pig.
And that's no good either.
No, that's no good. I wouldn't dare. You know, you have to get a veggie cap or a synthetic capsule or something. But, you know, people are getting a lot of pork in their body without even knowing it.
Well, don't you think that you're getting pork in your body without knowing it if you touch something made of leather? How do we know, Ms. Ali, that when you get into your Cadillac this afternoon and you slide into that driver's seat and you got that fine leather on there, that some of that leather might be from a pig?
You know, when I get in the car now for the past 3 days, I've had to consider it. I really have thought about it.
You don't know that it's leather.
Well, according to what they put on there, of course, I still have my book since my car's so new.
Yeah.
I went through there, and of course, it always says genuine leather.
Yeah.
But, you know,
leather could be pig.
This is one thing. No, this is one way you can tell. I put this in my book about your shoes and about, you know, the insoles of your shoes. Hush puppies are made from the pig skin. We know that.
Uh-huh.
But you can look in the shoe. The pig skin has pore holes. And you can even see when people have a suede jacket if it has a lot of holes in it.
Right, because the birds
that come off of the pig back that hair, it's so thick that it leaves a hole when they pull it out.
Ms. Ali, let me tell you something. You remember those commercials with Ricardo Montalban, the fine Corinthian pig?
Oh, no.
I think that was pig.
Oh. Corinthian leather is pig?
Yeah, that's because look it in the book. There's no such thing as Corinthian leather. What is that? You look at any kind of leather where is it defined? No, the car manufacturer made up that term for Ricardo Montalban to say fine Corinthian leather.
That's right.
You know what that tells me? Pig.
It probably does. And this is something that people should be educated about because while it's insignificant to some people, it's very important to others.
Yes, it is.
They bring a lot, those Arabs and those people from overseas, they bring in the Middle East, they bring a lot of money into America. Now, how many of them do you think are going to willingly and knowingly ride around in a car that might possibly have the pig in it?
Yeah, same percentage of them that come over here and get drunk and whore around.
As I say, America has its way.
Now, what about live pigs? Do you like them?
Oh, no, you know what?
Like at a farm show or something, you know, like a fair.
You know, it was just a few months ago when that woman took that filthy pig on the airplane, remember?
Yes.
And she won her case that pig had a right to be on that plane. She better be glad I wasn't on there. We'd have never took off. Nobody went nowhere.
Ms. Ali, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her.
I know you do. But alas, it's a romance that cannot be because you love the pig more.
I love the pig.
You love the pig more.
You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free, to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap awards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. And I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gone. Listen twice, got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon. Thank you.
radio is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question, Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
That ain't a hard question to answer if you think about it for a second. And I think we all know the answer. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You know, I come in here and I sit down, and I guess it was yesterday, because yesterday was Monday. And I guess we heard it over the weekend when we were at the fishing tournament, the promo for the Legends of Wrestling.
Oh, you didn't know?
And
your ass better call somebody.
Yeah, so I'm looking at, because now I've got the copy of it. Just looking at the copy, this is so kick-ass. Now, I'm going to give you a little something behind the scenes. The Legends of Wrestling are our group of the legends. They go around, and you have a menu at which to choose from. This was probably 8-9 months ago. And so Zito and I and market manager Adam and... You know, is this something that your audience would like? And I'm like, what? Of course. Of course. Well, let's see if we can we can make this happen. And they made it happen. Now, let me read to you the promo, because not only is there going to be the wrestling card, but there's extras.
Oh,
96K Rock presents The Legends of Wrestling. What do you mean by that, Stan and Haney? How about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair? Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. The Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Bullhorn and everything.
Yes.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. The Nasty Boys. And that's just the start, because they're going to be adding more to the card as the event gets closer. And it's going to be right at that brand new Suncoast Credit Union Arena, right there on the, what do they call it now? East West Coast Community College? What is it?
Oh, I thought that was a parking garage. That's an arena?
That's an arena. That's where I saw Steve Martin and Martin Short. It's a great venue. And they're going to be there. Now, here's the good thing about all this.
Wait a second.
What?
So you saw Steve Martin and Martin Short there?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they do that at the BB Man, which is like footsteps away, isn't it?
There was an Elvis impersonator there. I swear to God.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a second. But what I'm saying is the Suncoast Credit Union holds more people.
Okay.
It's an arena style versus a theater style.
Okay. All
and
right.
It holds more people. And it's nice. I guess that's where they play their basketball games too, at the that arena.
Who plays basketball
the
there?
East, what is the damn college? It used to be Edison. What's the college called? D-Train, help me out on this. What's the college?
Southwest Florida College and Fun or something like that?
Oh. I don't know. So I think it's...
Are they the Beagles?
Florida South... I don't... Hold it. I know what they are. They're... I think, and I'm serious about this, I think they're the Pirates. Are they? I don't know. It's at the East.
You're talking about place that's on Summerlin.
Yes.
With the Buccaneer-looking logo.
The Buccaneer. It's a pirate. So that's where it's going to be at. Nice place.
Nobody does promos like we do.
The place with the Charlotte Hornets colors.
What the F is that college called now? East West, Southwest Florida College?
I think it's something along the lines of we consider ourselves a legitimate school.
Well, it's a nice campus, and they're building it up. This is where the wrestling's going to be. Now,
Florida Southwestern, something or other?
Yeah, something like that. South FSW, Florida Southwest College?
Fort Myers Southwestern State College, I think that's what it is.
What?
Wait a second. Florida. It's the Florida Southwest Pirates. FSW, Florida Southwest
State
Board of Institutions.
College. Now, listen carefully to this because this is a big deal. First of all, you got Flair and Steamboat and Jimmy Hart and Hacksaw, Nasty Boys. $19.95 for a ticket. It's not $50, $60, $30. $19.95 for a ticket. They go on sale Friday. They're going to have, and you'll be able to see on 96krock.com, a limited number of the VIP tickets, which include the meet and greet. Now, let me just say this about the meet and greet.
You sure about that?
That's what it says.
You sure Hacksaw Jim Duggan's down for that?
Well, he'd hit you with that that piece of wood he carries around.
Uh-huh. The old persuader.
About a year ago, I went to Fort Lauderdale, where they had some kind of con going on there, convention con, and Flair was down there. That was before he had his health scare. Just to get a picture with him was outrageous, and all the security around, because if you wanted to go and see, oh, there's Flair sitting at the table, let's get a, I can go and reach over and get a shot, they'd rip the camera from your hands. You got Flair coming right to town, and you can get the VIP and meet and greets. And these guys are the legends. This is what made wrestling great in the 80s and the 90s. And they're going to be right here. Tickets go on sale June 22nd.
And you said the mouth of the South is confirmed as well.
Yes. Go to 96krock.com for the info. Tickets go on sale Friday. And you'll enjoy them at the Suncoast Credit Union Arena.
Home of the Buck Pirates.
Buck Pirates. On the campus of...
the Charlotte Hornets, I think D-Train said.
The campus of the Florida South... thank you. Florida Southwestern State. What? Is that what it's called?
Fort Myers, Southwest Florida, Florida Southwest
Florida,
State.
Look. Let's, okay, hold on. We got two.
At least they got rid of Edison.
Well, yeah, Edison's gone, but that's how everybody knew it. They gave it a new name.
And I think, you know what?
I am
with them because I'm glad they don't call themselves Edison anymore.
It's now...
Let's get this right.
Yes. FSW, which stands for, I think, Florida Southwestern.
Stan, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think people might be getting confused. See, RSW is the name of our international airport.
I know, RSW.
Yeah.
This is, what is
it? Which it really should be ISW, but the RSW was for Regional Southwest Florida.
FSW. FSW.
And then I think they had another campus, what is that, APF, which stands for Alternate Page Field.
This is FSW. FSW. It's on the campus. When you drive down...
Old Jake Summerlin's cattle trail.
No, it's... it's before... right where you get to Summerlin and...
College Parkway.
College Parkway. It's where...
Is that why they call it College Parkway?
I would probably think that it is. When the school first opened up, it was College Parkway. You know what I mean, okay? You know, it's not the university, it's the college. Florida South... oh, here it is. This, I think, is right. Florida Southwestern State College.
And their mascot is?
The Buck Pirates. They're the Buccaneers.
Buccaneer Pirates.
Well, it's a pirate. It's a pirate. A Buccaneer's a pirate.
Is it a pirate like Bruce used to be for the... Tampa Bay Bucks? That smiling Bruce?
No, he's a mean looking.
Or a mean mugging pirate somebody, like the Oakland Raiders.
Somebody just said, I'm looking at their website, and it says...
They got an auto shop?
Florida Southwestern State College.
They got a wood shop?
I don't know. I don't think it's a tech school. We'll be back.
I mean, what goes on there?
Oh, seems like a picture of it. Florida Southwestern State College.
See, simple as could be.
And they offer degree programs.
And what?
I don't know. I don't know. I would assume general degrees.
Like astronautics?
I don't know. I gotta look at their handbook. You can go to college there.
Wonder if they have any good programs about, you know, rock collecting.
You know, like geology?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
But they might.
Where you get to split rocks open and study them.
And then look at the amethyst inside.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they beautiful?
It really is.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Me and my buddy Hank like to do that.
Yeah, that's fun to do because you never know what's inside of them.
Yep. It's called a geode.
Yep. But we'll be back.
96 K Rock welcomes Weezer. Saturday, June 23rd at the Mid Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in Tampa.
Hey, this is Scott from Weezer.
It's Weezer. If you want to destroy my sweater. With special guests, the Pixies. Listen to Win Tickets and get more info on 96krock.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Contractors, if we've said it once, we've said it 1,000 times. You've got to call 811 before you dig. But you know what we haven't said as often? That's not enough. After you call and get a ticket, you need to check the positive response system at sunshine811.com to see which utilities have visited your job site. Then go to the job site to make sure the right lines were marked. Only then can you dig with care. Know what's below. A message from Sunshine 811.
Brought to you by Collier County Public Utilities.
Rock Solid wants you to be our customer.
Are you tired of looking at your ugly and outdated countertops?
Well, Rock Solid will pay you for your old countertops.
I got $250 from Rock Solid towards my beautiful new countertops.
We didn't know what to do with our old Formica countertops.
But then Rock Solid gave us $375 for those old countertops.
Get paid for your old countertops when put towards new ones. Now at Rock Solid. Online at rocksolidnaples.com.
It's time for a new kitchen.
Rock Solid wants you to be our customer.
By popular demand, Rock Solid has extended its offer on custom plantation shutters.
Just $21.95 per square foot install with a lifetime warranty.
So let Rock Solid give your home a beautiful new look.
But this special offer is only for a limited time.
So get custom plantation shutters only $21.95 per square foot installed from Rock Solid.
Online at rocksolidnaples.com.
It's time for new shutters.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. And right now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x2 for $189 a month for 36 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive efficiency. And right now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x2 for $189 a month for 36 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Take advantage of this great offer and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7-5.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because Bosley is giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text BEST to 85850. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert with the latest technology. Your free information kit reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution to hair loss really is. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. You'll see for free why you're losing hair and how to get it back. All for an offer you'll never regret and never forget. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting BEST to 85850. Don't forget, that's B-E-S-T to 85850.
And now another AT&T Word of the Day. Today's word, disappointment. Definition, the letdown you might feel because your DirecTV service may go out due to severe weather. Let's hear it in a sentence.
DirecTV is such a disappointment. Stormy nights used to be perfect for binging my favorite horror movies, but my dish has got me worried. I'm on the edge of my seat, and not in a good way.
Disappointment. Know it, so you can know how to avoid it. Don't fall for DirecTV. Xfinity delivers reliable TV service rain or shine so you can binge without fear.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get started with Xfinity Internet Plus for $39.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and EcoBill and AutoPay enrollment. You'll get download speeds up to 60 megabits per second, plus you can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your internet. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 1 year, regular rates apply.
This Thursday through Saturday, the world-famous movie, TV, and comedy superstar Bill Bellamy takes over the Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Ain't nobody grow up like us. There'll never be another generation of kids like us.
We used to really believe when we played freeze tag, we was frozen.
These tickets will sell out.
Kids be wrong. What's wrong with that boy? He froze. That's a deep freeze. He ain't gonna be able to get out of that for 2 hours.
Get your tickets for this special engagement with Bill Bellamy at offthehookcomedy.com.
It's at Rosie Food on Vanderbilt Beach Road in Naples.
Call 389-6901.
That is a lot of ice. I tell you, they put ice on him.
One of the world's most celebrated motorcycle manufacturers has arrived in Fort Myers. Come discover the rich heritage of Triumph at the all-new Stooge Motorcycles. Whether you're looking for a sport bike, adventure bike, or modern classic, blaze your own trail with 20 models in the unprecedented Triumph lineup at Stooge Motorcycles. Locally owned by riders like you, with customer service that's second to none. On 6 Mile Cypress next to Sun Harvest Citrus, Stooge Motorcycles. Love to ride.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
The Dingleberry of Southwest Florida, 96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly. Brain got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. And the rocks might melt. And the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. Around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. Thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Little programming note. Yes, in about 1 hour, we are going to be joined by Mike Chiannopoulos, attorney at law from Absolute Law, and he will answer your questions. He's going to be calling us from parts unknown. Now, what I'd like to do is avoid phone calls today for Mike. And if you need to talk to Mike, and I want to say, give you an hour heads up so you can go to your computer, you can go to your phone and email your questions for Mike so that we can be direct and we don't have the long distance phone line screwing up and the delay in the calling and all of
that's way too ambitious.
If you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos and you have a question for him, email us ahoy@stanandhaney.com, or you can go and text your question on the Absolute Law text line and we'll try to get to as many of them as possible. But you can email us right now. And I'll remind you for the next hour, ahoy@stanandhaney.com for your question for Mike Chiannopoulos so we can go directly to him with your question instead of dealing with phone lines and the delay because he's far away.
And it doesn't matter. The man can be in court. He can be on vacation. He always makes time for us.
So if you want to talk to Mike and have a question for him, he's an attorney, esquire, lawyer. ahoy@stanandhaney.com or on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. But it will be written questions. Let's take a look at the grab bag. Brought to you by Bernie City Diner. We started this yesterday. The popularity of the game Cornhole is going nuts now. We were ahead of the curve on that. And if you're going to be playing this stuff this summer, we've been giving you various cornhole terms so you can act like you know it.
Like you're a pro.
Yep, here you go.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Dirty bag.
What?
A bag that is on the ground or hanging off the board, touching the ground. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
Thank you. The dirty bag. Appreciate that. Oh, look at this. Our favorite girl. Just one of her friends is dating.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
That was an odd phone call. My best friend just told me another friend of ours is having an affair. An affair with a guy in a Neil Diamond tribute band. And not the Neil Diamond guy, the keyboard player. I mean, I'd still think it was weird if it was the keyboard player with the real Neil Diamond, but a tribute band guy? How turned on can you get listening to Cracklin' Rosie? I guess if you have enough red wine.
Get on board.
Any affair is a mistake, but when you have to feel guilty the rest of your life whenever you hear Sweet Caroline, wah, 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 that's just sad. I wonder if the lead singer wears uncomfortably tight slacks. And what I mean by uncomfortable is that the audience has to look at it.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Judge. Our banks in America are, as we told you yesterday, trying to win back our confidence after security breaches, overcharges,
and then
swindling.
And then the Obama administration did the whole thing where all the banks that were fined that were supposed to pay the government, Obama made them pay left-wing charities.
Wow. Banks are trying to win back your trust.
At Great American Western Bank, we have a message for our customers. We're sorry. And we're changing the way we're doing business. We took a hard, long look at ourselves, and no longer will we charge you additional fees for withdrawing money, writing checks, or using our bathrooms. That's just not the way our founder, Theodore Waldschmidt, did business when he founded this great company in 1907. So give us another shot. We're recommitting ourselves to family values. That's Great American Western Bank.
Well, it's good to hear that they're trying to win back our trust. It's all just propaganda. Yeah, this is nice.
No, you know, when you deal with corruption, you got a line there that's just called cost of doing business.
Yep.
Here's a little walking around money for you to get it done.
The World Health Organization is now recognizing gaming disorder as an actual mental illness.
Now, is this, when you say gaming, it means different things to different people.
You say that
in Nevada,
yeah,
it means
different.
One thing.
No, I guess it's video games. Here's an example of Gaia stepped forward. This guy, his name is Evan Porter, who had to go into rehab for his gaming addiction and considers himself a recovering addict.
What?
Also,
how the hell does that happen?
Also in this clip, we're going to hear from his mom, Karen, about that damn addiction to video games.
I don't understand it because you naturally get tired of the game on your own.
Let's hear it from the addict himself and mama.
The heartbreak.
Yeah.
I pretty much started playing video games like seriously in like fifth grade. And then eighth grade and like ninth grade, it just went straight up. That's when my life really started deteriorating.
He was basically online all the time, every waking moment. And he would refuse to go to school. He wouldn't eat with us. He lost weight. He was up all night.
It's a pretty big difference, like growing up from screens to on screen all night to no screens. Alcoholic, you know that he can't ever have alcohol again. Someone who's addicted to cocaine can't ever have cocaine again. But a technology addict, I mean, pretty hard to live without technology.
Sounds like the head of the audio video club on Family Guy.
Yeah, he does.
There's another story coming out of Britain of a 9-year-old girl who was so addicted to Fortnite, she sat in her own urine for 10 hours and then tried to punch her dad in the face when he tried to take her console away.
Oh, my God. How bad does it have to get, people? How bad does it have to get?
As long as it doesn't affect your golf game, you're all right. And you don't do the hard stuff. You like to do a lot of Nintendo.
Right, yeah. Take it easy. Don't want to be drawn into it. Let me ask you, both of you. Both of you like to game and have gamed hours on end. Have either one of you said, I can wait for the bathroom break. I'm sitting right here.
No.
I got to really go, but I'll wait.
No.
The games we play usually have a time limit. And so after 20 minutes, the round will be up.
Yeah.
And that's the reason Fortnite goes on so long is they're like 100-person elimination matches.
And see, the thing is with me and D-Train, he'd probably like it if I would just keep playing.
Mm.
But anytime we play, there's always an inopportune smoke break.
Right.
Which sometimes go on longer than the match we have just
played. Have you played a video game, Haney, where you want a cigarette, but you won't get away from the video gaming?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
See, that addiction is far more powerful, and I've got that to balance
me.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
I saw the news report of this. It was right on the receipt. Guy in Queens went out for Father's Day with his family, and when he got his receipt, he saw that the server had printed in the instruction part of the receipt, cooks to spit in food. He had a little problem. His name is Curtis Mays, and he actually confronted the server about this cooks spit in food.
I ate my burger already, and I felt like I'm going to throw up. I asked her, I was like, why would you do this? And she couldn't explain it. She's like, well, I didn't do it. So I was like, well, who prints out the receipt? So she says, I take it up there and I print it out myself. So you're telling me you did it. So why are you lying about it? So she says, she just walked off. He's like, well, how can I compensate you? I was like, you can't. I mean, how can you compensate someone spitting in your food? And I ate this already.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Somebody should give him $10 million for that.
Somebody probably will. Something's going to happen. He's going to get a settlement out of this. There's the receipt right there. See, we got a burger with some cheddar on it. Well done. Toasted bread. Cooks, please spit into it, too.
Well, I've looked into this, and here's my theory. Because there was no negative interaction between the waitress and this customer.
It was an inside joke.
Exactly.
And that goes on. Let me tell you something. Having been in the restaurant business and being on the
See, the customer the assumes end, it's all about him.
It's not. The waitresses and the cooks have their little things going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he probably commented on some service she gave. Maybe she dropped a fry on the way out and put it back on the plate, thinking nobody would notice. And then he said, caught you. And she said, well, I won't say anything when you spit in somebody's food. Ha, 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 ha. And then they just put it on there because it's an inside joke. This person here, very self-centered.
Yep.
And it's going to make a million.
If anybody wants to argue about this, I'm going to shut you down right now. Stan worked at the original Mr. Steak.
Yep. And I know what goes on there. because I partaked. What do we know about this Triple X Tenation? Had anybody heard of him before?
No, I hadn't heard of him, but I think it was an Illuminati sacrifice ritual.
Here's the deal. This rapper, Triple X Tenation.
Is that how you say it?
Is that how you do
it? I don't listen to bad rap, only listen to good hip hop.
Well, evidently his.
Is there good hip hop?
Is it Triple X or XXX Tenation?
I have no idea. I've never heard of the guy. I'm so out of the loop, I didn't even know they had a new Ocean's movie out.
Here's the thing.
Well, they don't. It's for girls.
Girls. This Tenation, I don't know how big he was. Evidently, he might have had some kind of following. But my girlfriend asked one of her coworkers, who's like 18, have you ever heard of this Tenation? Nope. And they're all into that hip-hopping and... But evidently, he has some kind of huge following. He was...
Well, the big boys all tweeted out how great he was, but I guess they do that for anybody that does.
Oh, really? He was shot and killed yesterday down in Miami, and police say they're looking at it as a robbery. I don't think so.
No, it was an Illuminati sacrifice, which means that someone similar to him will rise in his place.
He was leaving a motorcycle dealership, and two guys drove up in an SUV and shot him. He was only 20. Now get a load of this.
It's all part of a satanic ritual, Stan.
His last Instagram live post. This is where I think something's more to it. His last Instagram live post was all about how he might die young. This was his very last post.
And uses the word sacrifice. That's why it leads me to believe the Illuminati.
It's tough to follow because he F every other word here. And
well, that's how kids talk these days.
Worst thing comes to worst. I die a tragic death or some and I'm not able to see out my dreams. I at least want to know that the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive and to at least have a good life. I at least, if I'm gonna die or ever be a sacrifice, I want to make sure that my life made at least 5 million kids happy. Or they found some sort of answers or resolve in my life, regardless of the negative around my name, regardless of the bad things people say to me, I don't give a because I know my goal in the end and I know what I want for everyone, and I know what my message is. So I just wanted to say I appreciate and love all of you, and I believe in you all.
All right, I got a little clip of this guy.
That's probably why he mentioned sacrifice.
Yeah.
Which, if you look into this stuff, you can go down the rabbit hole.
I guess one of his big popular hits, I can't believe I'm saying that, was his song featuring Trippy Red called F Love.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auto-tune on the chorus. Horrible.
Better than the Marshall Tucker Band? You gonna tell me this is better than the Bellamy Brothers?
Sure ain't Hatchet. You know, he's from the same area where Casey and the Sunshine Band came from.
I guess somebody in the know said it happened in Deerfield Beach is where he was. I've been to Deerfield Beach.
Well, he was at a high-end motorcycle
shop.
They
got great beaches on Deerfield Beach.
A lot of deer there?
No, surprisingly not.
Any deer?
Nope. Didn't see any when I was down there.
Any fields?
It's all built up now. You go over the causeway, you know, between over the intercoastal, and then you're on Deerfield Beach. It's nice.
I imagine they named that a long time ago when it was far enough away from the city.
Where there were deer.
By the beach.
Again, if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, because he's going to be calling in, and you got a question for Mike Chiannopoulos, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Post your question that way, or you can text us. But get your emails in now, because Mike will be on in about another 40 minutes or so. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com, and then we'll read your question to Mike, and you can hear his answer over the air, because he's calling in from parts unknown, far, far away. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got a story of a Cape Coral woman who's now in jail. Her license had been suspended 15 times. And then we're going to also take your phone calls, 277-9600. You could pick up a prize. But if you want to ask a question of Mike later on in the 3 o'clock hour, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock.
Check out K-Rock on your Amazon Echo. Just tell Alexa to open 96 K-Rock.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Higher education should be affordable. That's why we changed our approach. We believe in rewarding students who complete four courses by giving the fifth course free. We call it our Core Plus Four program, and it will save you thousands while earning an accelerated degree. Because we believe in your success, we've created pathways designed to help you save money and finish faster. We're Hodges University, and we believe in you. Learn more at pathways.hodges.edu.
Want to try a truly amazing sandwich? The world-class Philly cheesesteaks at Lenny's Grill and Subs in Cape Coral will make your mouth water. And you can have it made with steak or chicken. The choice is yours. Other sensational selections include the delicious Italian sub and the mile-high turkey, plus incredible wraps and fresh-made salads. You'll love the quality and you'll love the prices. Stop in today, Lenny's Grill and Subs, where they believe everybody deserves great food. Now open in the Coralwood Center between JCPenney's and Bell's at Veterans Parkway and Del Prado in Cape Coral.
Car accident, truck, motorcycle, slip and fall, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, wrongful death, products liability, nursing homes, tobacco, mesothelioma. Call
1-888-CHUNKING.
Fort Myers.
I was tired of wasting money fixing my old car, but I didn't think I had enough money or credit to get a new one. Naples Nissan got me approved and gave me $5,000 for my car, which was more than enough for a down payment on a 2018 fully equipped Altima. Thanks, Naples Nissan.
Who wouldn't want to trade in their clunker for $5,000?
Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan here with my son Chad. We helped out so many customers last month, but we know there are so many more out there who missed out. So we're still offering a minimum of $5,000 for that old piece of junk in your driveway. Push, pull, or tow it in to Naples Nissan and get a minimum of $5,000 to put towards a brand new Nissan, guaranteed. 580 credit score, and you're driving a new Nissan home today. How does 0% financing for 72 months sound? How about a lifetime warranty?
Come see us on Pine Ridge Road. Ask for me, Chad Walker, or my dad, Aaron, or visit NaplesNissan.com. Offers with approved credit and cannot be combined.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because Bosley is giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text BEST to 85850. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert with the latest technology. Your free information kit reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution to hair loss really is. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. You'll see for free why you're losing hair and how to get it back. All for an offer you'll never regret and never forget. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting BEST to 85850. Don't forget, that's BEST to 85850.
What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS and get a 32 gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas.
Some automobile plants are going to use pork-derived substances in the manufacturing plants, and it's causing flap among the Muslims. The automobile giant plans on using a substance derived from pork byproducts to form the molds used to make car parts. This allows us to bring back a friend of the show. She was on about 8 months ago. Shahrazad Ali. Miss Ali, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And last time you were on, we talked basically about your dislike for that filthy animal, the pig.
Yes.
And we talked about how if even just kissing or holding hands with somebody that eats a pig, you can get worms transferred. You won't.
Well, you say, not quite that way, but through kissing.
Uh-huh.
And if a mother should have this kind of worm in her body and nurses her baby, yeah, she can give it to the baby.
And
you know what's interesting, Stan? And it just occurred to me. She sounds an awful lot like Gary Coleman.
No, you don't, ma'am.
Oh, I know I don't.
But we also said, I personally invited you to come down here to Fort Myers, and you and I would sit down and have at a nice restaurant.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past 2 decades, we've been sending them this. Then they stopped sending the signal. Oh, well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Phone lines are open for you, as we're going to do a little open phones. Want to hear from you. Area code 239-277-9600. Tell us what's on your mind. You could pick up a prize. I'll go over those in just a second. Man, we got some great prizes this week to give away for those that contribute. 277-9600. We'll go to your phone calls momentarily. Tell us what's on your mind. Naples Nissan. Boy, Haney and I have fallen in love with these guys and the whole gang down there. Aaron Walker, his son Chad. They know how to do it right. Family-operated business down there at Naples Nissan.
They run a tight ship.
Yep, and they're still continuing with the $5,000 guaranteed trade-in. That's the least they're going to give you. Obviously, you got a car that's worth more than that, but let's just say you got a old Datsun B210, and you bring it in there, and you go, come on.
Okay, you know, don't be disrespectful. In its day.
Yes! Five thou, no matter what.
Yeah, that's about what I thought it'd be worth. A lot of people say it's worth nothing, but it's good transportation.
Yep, dependable.
Yep.
Lifetime engine and transmission warranty on new Nissans and used Nissans that you buy at Naples Nissan. Lifetime window tint warranty. They'll do it right there while you wait. No problem there. 3-year paint protection. They put that coating so that your paint doesn't fade. And it's protected for 3 years. All this scorching sun, it's perfect.
And my favorite, showroom to go.
Yeah, suppose you want to go and get a car, you're looking online.
Yeah.
Let's make the deal. Let's make the deal right now, and I want it delivered.
I like that one. Bring it to me.
Yep. Naples Nissan. You can find them at naplesnissan.com or go down and visit the gang down there at Pine Ridge Road in Naples. I got to tell you about this woman.
Oh, geez.
277-9600.
It's not about that one that when it comes to loving, she steals the show, is it?
No. And by the way, if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, he's going to be on in a half hour. Email your question. He's out of the country. And we want to make sure that, because last week a lot of people got left out. I couldn't get to everybody. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ask your question of Attorney Mike Chiannopoulos. He's there to help you. I can help. Email us or use the Absolute Law text line. He'll be on in about 30. Dateline, Cape Coral. A woman who police say had her license suspended 15 times, crashed into a parked car when they attempted to pull her over. Cape Coral police attempted to stop the woman after witnesses reported a silver Hyundai Santa Fe driving erratically at about 5:30 p.m. Saturday near the Tropical Smoothie Cafe on Pine Island Road. The witnesses said the driver, later identified as 31-year-old Kara L. Jones, was on the grass, then weaving in and out of traffic, not using a signal. The witnesses saw the driver keep leaning into the passenger side, apparently searching for something. Jones stopped at Pondella and Pine Island Roads and made a left turn into a parking lot while running over the concrete curbs. She then pulled into a parking spot, hitting a parked vehicle there. That's when she finally came to a stop. When the officer asked, "Ma'am, what did you... did you know you hit a car?" Jones said she was unaware that she had hit a car. She also told police, "Well, I may have a warrant."
Yeah, maybe.
May have a warrant out for my arrest. She also declined a blood alcohol test, saying, quote, "My lawyer told me never to do that."
You know, she was a little too chatty.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine, ma'am. You're going to the Lee County Jail.
No. My lawyer told me to never go there.
She is, as of Monday. Now, this happened on Saturday. As of Monday, she's still sitting there in lieu of $20,000 bond on 6 charges, including drunken driving, causing property damage, and, this is the biggie, probation violation.
That's what everybody's in for.
Yep. There she is.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh,
come on. That's a baby. That's okay, baby.
What? You're going to be okay. Camera's this way, sweetheart.
There's nobody home.
Camera's
there.
Camera's this way. 277-9600. Here's what we got for you. We got
I don't know how the cops handle it, man.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
Because it's all day long they're dealing with that.
The worst of the worst.
Yep. And, you know, not even the worst of the worst, because you feel good, you know, when you catch a real bad guy. But when most of your time is just spent dealing with career F-ups.
Yep. And that's one of them. License suspended 15 times. How do you help me out on this?
Save that question for Mike in less than a half.
Yeah. How do you get back on the road if you're 31, and I'm 56, so they're 31 young, and it's been suspended 15 times, and you're still behind the wheel of a car?
Well,
how does that happen?
She probably managed to spread it out over the course of her lifetime.
Yeah.
Pay the fines, do the classes.
How many years is that between 16 and 31?
About
16 years.
About once every year she
gets suspended. Once a year. You're getting your license suspended once a year.
That'll be a record.
277-9600. Here's what we have for you. If you contribute to the show, we have $20 to Subway. Get you a lot of footlongs, Southwest Florida area Subway. Yeah, we got them. Bottle of Stan and Haney Babakusaw. Would you like to try it? First one's free. The Babacusaw.
Yeah. First one's free.
Yeah. 10-ounce bottle of delicious Babacusaw.
By the way, he didn't say anything to you, but I was talking to Dave the Waterman privately.
Christ.
And he did say that there was a price to be paid for drinking that barbecue sauce.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Solid.
4th of July coming up. We got a $60 value in Sky King fireworks. Great place. We've had them. Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs in North Fort Myers. You want to go see Weezer and the Pixies?
Butch needs to
on
open
the 23rd.
Up a, Butch
got
needs
him.
To open up a place in Estero, man.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they are.
We also have, thanks to Aaron Walker, and the complimentary auto health check from Naples Nissan. That's an oil change, brake check, top off the fluids, tire rotation, multi-point inspection. Doesn't matter what kind of car you have, they'll go and do that for you. We've got tickets to a miracle game of your choice. Nothing better than watching a ball game at the park. A Haney bobblehead signed by me. And $20 to Bernie's City Diner. That's what we have. If you can contribute to the show, and we award you a prize, 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney?
You know me, Stan. Nothing but the best.
Mm-hmm. That's what the doctor said.
I said doctor.
You know, I don't want to sound like Dave the Waterman, but I'm just looking, and Butch's Famous Burgers is right down the street from my house.
Yes, it is.
Lucky you.
Stop by there tonight and give me some burgers.
She put the lime in the coconut, she drank it all up. She put the lime in the coconut, she
called. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Yeah, ahoy.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was laughing. My older brother, you know, years ago, he had 7 or 8 DUIs. I could never figure out how he got out of it other than...
I don't know.
Those people...
He was a lawyer or something, but I don't know why he's not in prison.
Well, those people can do that. If you try to do it, you're done.
Yeah, and this is what I'm trying to say. If Haney or myself or you, D-Train, or even you, sir, we get a suspension on our license, we're done for a year. We're
going to
be on every hot sheet imaginable. Unbelievable. And then the 7 DUIs, 15 suspensions, and that they're still behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. And I live down here now, and goodness gracious, I don't even get how that happened.
No, because you and I wouldn't be driving a car after one.
No. No way.
What can I get you, buddy? One. What can I get you?
Something in Bonita or Naples would be
I'm going to give you $20 to Bernie's City Diner.
Awesome. Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. Hold on.
Well, it's kind of like on Saturday. We were sitting in the manatee zone fishing.
Yeah.
And that pontoon boat came hauling ass. And Captain Tam's like, this is a no-wake zone. What is he doing? I was like, well, that was us.
If it was us, we'd be caught. Meanwhile, Mr. Visitor on the pontoon boat is going through a no-wake zone in Manatee area. Right through. No problem. Having fun.
Yeah. It's a certain type of person. And it's usually someone who's gotten comfortable with the idea of being a criminal at a young age.
Yep. Yeah. And they somehow are able to pull it off. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Phil, gentlemen, ahoy.
Hey, Phil, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. I just want to vent.
Go ahead.
I was down in Naples yesterday, and I seen a sign that says construction coming in September. Why? Why don't they do it now instead of, because I'm on the road all day long. Naples, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, wherever. Now I'm going to get stuck behind the snowbirds.
Yep.
During construction.
Yep.
Why don't they start it now?
Now, look, I don't know where you're from, and Haney and I have been saying this for years. You look at any metropolitan area, let alone us being a tourism spot. They will go and do it in low traffic times. Here, they should be doing it in the summer. And if it's too hot, they do it at night when there's no traffic.
Absolutely.
And then you allow traffic flow. But no, they're going to wait till the weather's cooler, do it in the daytime when we have so much tourist traffic down here. It's going to make it 10 times worse.
Yeah, and especially, like I said, I'm a traveling salesman. And every single day, I'm behind them people. And it's going to make my job.
Yep.
Instead of it being an 8-hour day, it's going to be a 12-hour day.
Yep.
What do you sell?
Yeah, what is it?
Seamless gutters.
Oh, you know, well, it's a little bit too late for that. Part of the reason why that we were flooding at our radio station is somebody put these gutters up, and they were getting clogged like mad because the screws were like
7 inches long.
7-inch screws crisscrossed in the gutter, and everything was being held up in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
So you need some help?
No, trust
See,
me.
He's good.
Yeah, I know. You're a good salesman. That's not my department. What can I get
he
you?
He knows he's got to get to the decision maker.
How about some miracle tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. Pick a game. It's great to go to the ball game and watch. Hold on. Appreciate the phone call. 277-9600.
God, I can't. I feel for him having to be in the car all day covering basically the whole territory.
Yep. And season and construction, give me a break. Do it at night. We get the big spotlights out there. The workers can do it and be left alone because they got to deal with traffic too.
You know, and the workmen don't give a damn. This was like a month ago. And I guess they were getting ready to pave a parking lot. I did not realize this, but I'm going from one store to another, and I'm just making my way along, and a guy walks out in front of my car and puts a pylon down. And I looked at it, I rolled down my window, I go, come on!
They're used to a lot of that, but
he goes,
scary.
No, you turn around. No, I mean, I was going like 5 miles an hour in a parking lot. He walks out in front of me instead of just letting me pass, which would have been no skin off his ass, and just put a pylon down. So I got to stop, back up.
Anybody else?
Son of a.
Anybody else, it wouldn't have happened to them. Let him go.
Yeah, he'd wave him on through.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jackie, you guys.
Hey, Jackie.
How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sweetheart?
Okay, you were talking about people that keep getting DUIs.
Yes.
Well, they for some reason they just get away with it.
Yeah, but there was a little girl that used to work out at the Moose at the Fort Myers Shores here, and so she kept doing the same thing, kept getting a DUI, and somehow she'd wind up with a new truck and a DUI and a new truck.
Yeah.
Well, then you figure after she gets in an accident out on Buckingham Road and loses an eye.
Oh, no.
Drinking while driving. No, back on the road.
Of course.
She got one good eye.
Back on the road and another new truck. So I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, I don't know. And her rationale was it's going to take more than losing one eye for me to stop drinking because I got one good eye left.
There you go.
What can I get you, sweetheart?
What do you have food-wise?
I have Subway. I have Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs.
Oh,
I have
so good.
Bernie's City Diner.
I don't know. You guys pick for me.
Well, where are you at right now?
I'm in Elva.
Oh, you want to go to see Butch then?
Yeah, up in North Fort Myers.
Okay, the hot dog
guy. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna burgers. These burgers
so
are
good.
Phenomenal. Hold on a second. I'm gonna get you. Do you know what Alva is named after?
Thomas Alva Edison.
That is untrue.
Oh no!
It is named after the flower.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't know there was a flower called Alva. Yes,
there is, and it has nothing to do with Thomas Edison. That fraud. hold on. Always gonna.
You see, the concept that we're talking about, if you ever find yourself having to go to court, whether you're involved, you're there as a witness, jury duty, what have you, here's a simple way to understand how those people are different. When you're in there, you're kind of nervous, This is not something that's normal to you. And you'll see people being led around in handcuffs, but they're laughing and joking with the guards and the judge.
They know them all.
Yep. And you feel so out of place.
Yep. Because you know you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah. I'm not.
This isn't right. This is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not them. They know this. They game the system.
Doesn't bother them to be arrested.
Jeez. Mike Chiannopoulos calling in from out of the country. If you want to.
And we've known people that they just, you know, they may get caught, but ultimately they get away with it.
Yep. And they'll go back to doing it again. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com. If you have a question for Mike Chiannopoulos, he's a lawyer, an attorney from Absolute Law here in Fort Myers. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation of your kids, DUI, criminal. If you want to talk to Mike, please email us today so we can get your questions to him. He's going to come on in just a few minutes. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com or on the Absolute Law text line. Mike Chiannopoulos is next.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Matt speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from Stan's Name That Movie. Today, movies about the beach. These will have every movie as a scene taken from the beach. And if you're the first person to identify the film, you will get yourself a prize. That's in about 1 hour. However, right now, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, parts unknown. He is out of the country. I asked you to email your questions to us. That is now closed. If you've got to get something in, you can text us on the Absolute Law text line. But we're not doing phone calls today.
Because, for good reason.
For good reason that he is, as I said, parts unknown, out of the country. And with the delay in the phone calls and
your fat fingers.
And my fat fingers and the confusion. So we're getting Mike on now. I just talked to him. I said, I want to let you not stay on hold because he told me where he's at, it's $3 a minute.
This is going to be expensive.
Yes, it is. So if you'd like to text Mike a question, if we can get it in, Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. Just you know, like you're texting your phone. D-Train trying to get him on now.
I'll go ahead and play an intro for him.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. Dun, 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 dun. Just talked to him, had a good, what it seemed to be a good connection.
Well, for $3, you'd hope it.
Yeah. Yeah.
$3 a minute. We'll have to figure out when we're done how much he's spent.
You know, he does it for our listeners because he wants to help. Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law.
You know,
Are you unable to get through? Oh, you got it now? You can't get through? What, do you got to need a code? You need a country code or something? Hold on. What's the matter?
Keeps going to voicemail.
His voicemail?
A generic voicemail.
Let me text him right now because he just called me.
He knows.
Of course he knows. Let me just tell him. Trying to call, saying that I'm trying to call you because we do have questions for him.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. But he said for him to call. And, okay, let me see.
You know what? In the meantime...
Yeah.
I am really tired because people, you know, there's half the country that loves Trump and half the country that hates him. But they're not paying attention. The U.S. Space Force Yeah. It exists now.
He is getting ridiculed for that as well. On every late night talk show, oh, his Space Force. And then he got a lot of flack because he made what some people are calling a racist comment that he said, don't worry, this is not the Air Force. This is the Space Force, separate but equal. Oh, he's referring to Jim Crow.
Come on.
Oh, yes. They're good. It doesn't matter what that man says.
And at some point today, he's going to withdraw the United States from the UN Commission on Human Rights because it only exists to go after Israel.
Yep.
So he said, no more.
Here he is. Here he is. Mike Chiannopoulos, are you there?
I'm here, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Welcome. This is the United States calling.
Well, I'm on a very, very nice beach, and I have some breaking news, but I can't share it with you until I get home.
Oh, that's great.
Well, then it's not really breaking news.
You're going to have to have me. I don't get back. I get back next week, so I'll be live in the studio next week, and I can share it with everybody when I get there.
All right. Sounds good. And we asked our listeners today, Mike, to email us and text your questions for you because we are doing a little phone line thing here that's far away, and we want to just get the questions out. So can we begin?
Oh, please, yes.
So you're on the beach right now.
I am on the beach. If you'd like, when we're done, I'll send you a photo to put on the webpage.
Please do.
Oh, I would love it. You know what? It's nice.
It is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my entire life.
God, it's nice to be you.
This, Mike, is from Dennis, and he writes, back in 2012, my ex-wife and I got a divorce, and the results were she gets the house, which I let her have. I got stuck with the transitional alimony for 5 years, and we both pay our own attorney's fees. As part of the final decree, I had my attorney prepare, and I signed a quick claim deed, signing over the house to her. 3 months later, I checked the clerk of court's records and found out that it hadn't been filed. I contacted my attorney, who contacted my ex-wife's attorney, and found out that my ex-wife was not happy with the judge's decision and therefore refused to pay her attorney, who in turn refused to do any more work for her. Checking the property appraiser's office, the property in question was listed in both of our names. Even after all of this was done, which I was informed means intent in common, it stays that way until after I made my last alimony payment. Now, the property appraiser has it listed in her name only. I cannot find any court record removing my name. My question is, if the deed is still in both of our names, do I have any rights, especially if she kicks the bucket first? Signed, Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, that's a somewhat complex question, but let me say it this way. If you wanted to, you could go file a quitclaim deed. You don't have to wait for her attorney to do it. You quitclaim it from you to her, and you file it, and that's it. You don't pay the documentary stamps or anything. It's a family transfer. If you tell them that, then you don't pay any documentary stamps, which is a tax, and it's done. All right, but you may not want to do that because, like you said, right now, the way that it sits, if she passes, that house all goes to you. And I don't know if there's any equity in it or if you owe any money on it or not owe any money on it, but here's the bad part. So the upside is, yes, it's still in your name, okay? But let's go one step further and say, Dennis, what happens if the quitclaim deed gets filed or doesn't get filed? Doesn't matter. 5 years from now, she quits paying the mortgage. But, Dennis, they're coming after both of you. And the bank can get their money from whichever one of you they can collect it from. So if she has no money and you do, the bank gets their money from you, then you have to get your money from her. Because even if you sign a quitclaim deed, you're not off the mortgage, Dennis. So you need to see me so I can help you fix this. 239-ASK Mike.
Because he did say in the beginning of the letter that he did sign a quick claim deed, signing the house over to her. And 3 months later, he checked the clerk of court records and found that it hadn't been filed.
Right. So right now, as long as it's not been filed, if she were to die, he would own the house automatically. Right? But here's the thing. 5 years from now, she quits paying the mortgage, it's coming back on him. Even if she signs the quitclaim deed and files it, I mean, even if she files his quitclaim deed, because a deed and a mortgage are two different instruments. Most people don't understand that. Dennis, if you're listening, and I hope you are, 239-ASK-MIKE, make an appointment to talk to me over the phone next week when I'm back. It's free, and I'll explain to you what you need to do.
All right. This is from Ralph, who writes, Ahoy, Mike. I got a scam call saying I owed a bunch of money for a service I didn't properly I got a scam call saying I owed a bunch of money for a service that didn't end properly back in 2005. I don't recall any such service I asked for. Can you explain the statute of limitations on written contracts in Florida, please? Is there any default account from 2005 that could come back and haunt me in 2018?
The statute of limitations in Florida on a written contract is 5 years. Now, the question is, when does it begin to run? Okay? It begins to run when your last payment was due or you default. So the mortgage people messed it up. So now the statute of limitations on a written contract mortgage is 35 years because the court says it's 5 years from the time the last payment was due. All right? Now, on that kind of contract for a service, it depends if they say the contract was for 5 years, then it's going to be a 10-year statute. Okay? Usually those services are month to month. And the statute of limitations has long since run. And if you feel like it's a scam, it probably is. Call the Attorney General's office, Pam Bondi's office in Tallahassee. See if it's on the list. And they'll help you take care of it if it's a scam.
And there's a follow-up on that question. Can you talk for a moment about the red flags of scam callers? I hear asking for a verification letter is a sure way to determine legitimacy, but are there any other keywords or phrases one should be aware of with a scam call?
You know, I always tell them, send me something by snail mail. And I always look at their companies, like I'll go to sunbiz.org, but sometimes that's not always accurate because people go out and register these companies and then use them to do scams with. But usually, if you're asking for a callback or something sent to verification by snail mail, that will scare them off because that messes up their scam.
Okay. Here's another one from the Absolute Law text line for you, Mike. Mike, I lost my wife to cancer 2 years ago. I had damage from Hurricane Irma on the house that I am renting. My landlord wants to sell the house now. My mom lost her mobile home to the storm. Now we are, and she's living with me. We are considering purchasing a new home together as a co-borrower. Are there any legal things that we need to know to consider covering each other's behind in case something should happen? So he lost his home. His wife died. Mom lost the home. They're living together in a rental unit that the landlord wants to sell. They, the mom and the son, want to buy a home together. What do they need to do?
No, the only thing I would do is tell him, you know, if he has children, then maybe you need to take some steps to make sure that it goes to your children rather than, you know, your mom's heirs. So I would want to be joint tenants with the right of survivorship, meaning if you pass, she owns the house 100%. If you have children, they don't get any. If she passes, you own the house 100%. She doesn't give it to anybody else. And I would also consider, depending on, you know, his mother's medical may not be possible, but I would consider getting mortgage insurance so that if one of you die, the mortgage is automatically paid off. But it may not be affordable based upon your mom's medical condition.
Mike, I want to let you get back to your time on the beach. If people want to get a hold of you, it doesn't matter that you're on a beach somewhere out of the country. They can call your office and they can go and make an appointment with you, correct?
I can still answer the phone, 239-ASK-MIKE, press 6 after hours, or they can speak to Lindsay or Casey and they'll get through to me. I'll be back next week. But in the meantime, I'm still available to talk to anybody who needs me.
Are you serious right now that if there's an emergency and somebody needs to talk to you, they can reach you right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
239-ASK-MIKE.
I never leave my clients without a way to deal with issues.
Unbelievable. Mike, enjoy your stay, and we'll see you next Tuesday studio.
We're looking forward to that picture, too.
Yeah, I want to see some pictures. I want pictures.
I'm gonna text it to you right now.
Okay. And we'll see you in studio next week.
All right. Have fun, Mike.
All right. Enjoy the day, guys. Thank you, gentlemen.
There he goes, Mike Chiannopoulos.
I think you're enjoying it a little more.
Yeah. Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE. His offices are open, and if there's an emergency, yeah, he can be disturbed on the beach.
God. You and I need to do something.
We're not lawyers. What do you want to do?
I don't know. You and I just need to go to some sort of gambling resort.
Yeah, I'd like that a lot.
It's been a long time.
It sure has.
And I really want, you know, at least four-star.
Four-star. Okay.
At least.
Sure.
You know, where they do cutesy little things and, you know, when you go to the restaurant, and they'll drizzle stuff on it in a pattern.
Sure, and then when you want to have something taken away, they take the foil and turn it into a nice swan.
Yeah, and when I get iced tea, they put a lemon with like a wrap on it so the seeds don't come out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's what I want that.
We're going to take a break. There's no reason why you shouldn't have that, Haney.
We can do that.
Sure. We won't.
No.
No. No. We're going to take a break.
It's basically, you know, damn TSA. I don't want to deal with it.
When we come back, your first look at traffic.
Don't want to be groped.
News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock.
How bad was it the last time you got on a plane?
Not bad. And I'm going to be getting on another one in a couple of weeks. So, and I think I'm going to be okay.
Oh, well, this is news to me.
No, it's not. I told you this a long time ago.
Where are you going?
Out of town. I'm going to be on a beach. Standing hanging.
I never get to do anything fun.
Well, I keep inviting you.
You didn't invite me.
Oh, okay. Not to this one. 96. K-Rock.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the...
Hey, this is market manager Brad Beasley. You know, I used to listen to Stan and Haney for many, many years.
Here we go.
But quite frankly, I don't listen to Stan and Haney anymore.
No.
And I don't like them.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Still sound the same way when you claimed you liked us. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails half hour away from Stan's Name That Movie. Today, scenes from the beach. These will all be movie clips from films that were, you know, part of the film was on the beach. Your job is to name
That's
the film.
Very appropriate.
Yep. From the Absolute Law text line, Haney wanting to go to at least a 4-star resort.
Yeah, but then you suggested a place that costs $900 a night.
No.
I can't do that.
That's why Shark Girl has to stick her nose in where it don't belong. Go to Priceline, Haney. The name your price tool. I booked a 5-star resort in Orlando off season for $88 a night. Yes, D-Train?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
But then she sent us an email explaining how she was in some dump. She could hear the people next door banging, and there was moss-covered steps or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Along those lines.
That's when she was in Hawaii.
Oh, my bad. I forgot she's a world traveler.
Yeah, that was Hawaii. This is the 5-star in Orlando that she stayed at.
And, you know, some people say it's a coincidence, but within days of her being in Hawaii, the place blew up.
Yeah. Lava flows everywhere. You know what? I see the commercials too, Shark Girl, about the name your price tool. Okay? That requires work.
It's true.
We'd like it handled for us. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I don't want to worry about
it. No, you don't want to go through all that.
I just want, you know, a nice thing of iced tea with a lemon with that wrapping on it so the seeds don't get in there.
That's when they don't give you that with the iced tea. They give you that when you're like order some seafood and you want to put lemon on like your cod.
No,
and you
because
squeeze it. It's got
no,
gauze.
They did because I ordered a pitcher of iced tea from room service and they put that in
at a 5-star resort.
Yes.
So you have been at a 5-star resort.
Well, I don't know if it was 5-star.
Certainly wasn't no 900 a night.
Well, how many stars was the place we stayed at the last time?
Which one?
When we were in Vegas.
The hotel that we stayed at?
Yeah.
That's probably about 3.5.
Well, they were doing a good
now,
job for
the
3.5.
Now, the one that we had the crab leg buffet at, the one where we had to, you're a big winner. That one, that's like 4.5.
Yeah. I remember I did that.
Yeah. Sure did.
Because you were like, Haney, I don't want to sign up for that. No, you really should.
Yeah.
That's all the way down there. No, you really should. And then you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
And
dinner's on me, Stan.
Yep.
And then he comes back with a plate of crab legs.
Yeah, king crab.
Nothing else.
No. Well, it's there. It's free. somebody wants to correct Shark Girl, and rightfully so, because this person's right, Shark Girl. The name your price tool is from Progressive Car Insurance. Has nothing to do with price.
Yeah, that little gingerheaded boy.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a girl, isn't it?
Well, Flo is their sidekick, but now they have the gingerheaded boy they're trying to turn into something, too.
That's right. And it's Aunt Flo.
Yep. Oh, speaking of something, I got to say something right now, and I'm sure a lot of you are experiencing it on your social media. Self-awareness is very important.
It's not as important as situational awareness.
That, too. It falls into that realm. If you are posting things to Facebook or your Instagram and you shouldn't be shirtless, don't post the picture. Ladies, this goes for you. If your husband likes you in the swimsuit, that's fine. Don't post yourself in a swimsuit when you shouldn't be
in
front of all your friends.
And should or you shouldn't.
Guys, so it's your first day at the beach. You're a nifty 250. Don't post shirtless pictures of yourself at the beach for public consumption. And you say, well, it's the Facebook. I select my friends. Not when you have 5,000 of them. And you just click yes to anybody that, want you to be friend up. All right? Some people.
What are you talking about?
Some people.
Anybody that wants to friend up?
Some people might be your friend on Facebook, but they don't want to see you and your 300-pound ass shirtless on a beach. Just saying. And you know who you are. Look, I'm not in tip-top condition.
How many times do I have to apologize? I said I was sorry.
I'm not in tip-top condition. I know Do I want pictures of me shirtless on the internet?
God, no.
God, no. I mean, I have enough time at home taking my shirt off.
Make Jeez. Yourself uncomfortable.
Yep. Makes me uneasy. Don't go posting that. Ladies you know, with the swimsuits and guys the shirtless at the beach. Don't do it. Don't do it. Jeez. You know, I don't want to have to delete you. Have some common courtesy. Like, look at this. Look at this over here. You know, you want that? You're proud of that?
You know, I'd say there should be a certain amount of pride for that one.
Now, rock traffic. All right, let's see what we're doing here.
Do we know?
Yeah, I know. I'm in complete control. Crash. Fort Myers in the 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Publix. Fort Myers, busted ass POS in the road, Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. And in Bonita Springs, got a crash, Imperial Parkway and Bonita Beach Road Southeast right by the Walgreens. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's just cleared his throat, so he must have the headlines for you.
Well, excellent deduction, Stan.
Thank you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
You know, there are things with technology, and you just assume they should work. I didn't even realize that this was an issue, thank God, because I don't use 911 a lot. I know some of you ladies,
yep.
You probably already
yep.
know.
You got that right there in the speed dial.
Apple just announced a new feature in its next iPhone update that will allow 911 dispatchers to see your location.
Don't they now?
Evidently not. A Michigan woman steals back her stolen car. What's the car thief to do?
Yeah.
He stole her rental.
Yeah, that'll learn you.
And finally, a couple in Oklahoma arrested for having sex in an intersection. And it turns out it's not her first time being arrested for that. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Try to find some of it each and every day for you. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Kim Kardashian
Jesus
is leaving the door open about one day running for political office.
Well, huh?
Again, all of this is totally disrespectful to Donald John Trump.
Is this your first day?
They think because he did it, anybody can do it.
No, it's only a one in a million shot.
No, he is a once in a generation genius.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogans.
Top Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogans.
Look it up. Edison was a dick.
That's true.
Come on, you know you like the sound of Secretary of Education Paris Hilton.
Wow.
Well, the old tortoise.
The old go-to.
Yep. These are the top Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogans. Yeah. This one really aimed towards the Democrats, who really are still stuck in this Russian daydream. A president the Russians cannot blackmail with a sex tape.
No.
Slightly better than other world leaders named Kim. I will not impose tariffs, mainly because I don't know what they are.
I'm scared of this stuff.
Yep, they're in bed together. Kim Kardashian, hump and change.
Well, you know, I think the story has not been written yet.
No, I don't believe that because I don't believe you can think.
We took your immigrant grandfathers and grandmothers when they had nothing.
Mindless drivel.
Yeah.
No, I'm not responding to him.
You shouldn't.
And finally, the very top Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogan.
Yes.
Make NBA players want to come to the White House again.
Literally.
You don't even know what that word means. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Damn Maxine Waters, always sticking her nose in where it don't belong.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Shut up. You're a 79-year-old grandmother.
Is she?
Yes.
She's well aware of your checkered past.
I'm out to impeach this president. They have had to pay millions of dollars out in fines.
Yeah.
And so we know about that checkered past.
Mm-hmm. We know about yours.
And that's it.
And that fake bank you and your husband are working with.
They have had to pay millions of dollars out in fines, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We weren't awarded the most corrupt award.
Does not meet the smell test.
Right. Ahoy.
I think it is clear.
At stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
I think it is clear.
No.
Okay.
It's not clear. I'm confused.
Yeah.
No, you're not confused.
This is from Andrea. You know, we got to get him back on. Guys, can you please give me the info for the guy you have on from time to time that knows about record values?
No.
Yes. It's Mighty John the Record Guy. Moneymusic.com. Moneymusic.com.
That's it.
Yep. He's a good guy. This is from Eric. Ahoy, guys. I was just wondering if you've been watching Westworld Season 2 and if you still think Dolores is the same sweet, beautiful, innocent cutie she was in Season 1.
I haven't watched it all.
No. See, now in Season 1, like when she was waking up in the morning, start her day and Paul was out on the porch.
Well,
there.
We know the actress that plays Dolores is a whore.
Yeah, she's a mean one.
But, you know, Dolores was a little cutie.
She was. I don't know what's happening in Season 2, because it got too confusing for me. I had to explain to several people over the weekend that Westworld was once a movie with Yul Brynner. And you know what? It was a 2-hour movie with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yep. And I know that's how you prefer
things.
That's
how I like things. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, another great Wayback Machine yesterday when music was just music. Now, with all the BS about these kids, this is a touchy subject. There are about 12,000 of them in custody. Of those, 10,000 came either alone or with someone who wasn't their parent. We were just talking about it, D-Train. So all of these crybabies who are trying to say that families are being torn apart are dead wrong. They're torn apart long before they get here. Now here's, here's my solution. This is The Guardian. Here's my solution to the immigration problem.
Jesus.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Close the border, plain and simple. Then, Congress, get off your asses and make new immigration laws. Until then, keep it closed. Now, see, what the problem is these children are going over the fence between immigration checkpoints.
And what he didn't cover, the reason those 10,000 kids are sent here by themselves or with smugglers is because back in the previous administration, a policy was passed to allow quote-unquote orphaned or single children here alone to file for amnesty.
Yep.
And then once
they're willing to take that risk.
Yep. And then once they get here, then they become the DACAs.
And
the point of it is everybody's getting all upset about this. It's been pointed out, and I love Secretary of Homeland Security.
The woman?
Yeah.
Well, she's stating a fact. It's the law.
And she also pointed out if these people are in fact refugees, then they go to a port of entry.
Yes.
And appeal as refugees.
Not go between two entry points and climb over the fence. And here's the thing. We were talking about this. Think of yourself as a parent. Now, let's say that you're with your kids. And do you want to take that risk of knowing that you're going to be separated from your kids if you climb over that wall? Is that a risk you want to take? So when their kids are taken from, if they are their kids, when they're taken from, they knew that risk coming in.
And it's supposed to be a deterrent.
Ah.
You know, Stan, probably shouldn't be talking about this on the air. But I heard that if we can manage to just set foot in Mexico, if we can just get in there, they might catch us. They'll give us the runaround or something, and then they'll hand us a ticket that says we have to be in court or something. Yeah. But we can just rip that up.
Yeah.
And then we go to another place where I know a guy, and he knows how to fill out paperwork, where they will get us a place to live and they'll feed us for the rest of our life.
Yeah. Try that in any other country. Now, I've traveled abroad, and you're going from one country to the other. Let me tell you something. I was going from Italy into, this was up by the Italian Alps. I think we were going into Switzerland. They came on our bus with machine guns and wanted every one of our passports. And if you didn't have one, you were in big trouble. I remember our tour guide, Derek, telling us, just be calm. Don't say anything. Let me do all the talking. I have all of your passports. Does everybody have their passports to give? Because he had to show them all the passports. They came on the bus with machine guns. And you weren't getting across.
And I just... I mean, I know the agenda behind it, but
of course,
you just look at it at face value, why on earth would you allow all of these people to come into your country? And we're actually in a better position because ours is more of an economic issue. We don't really have an issue with Mexican people or Central American people.
Nope.
But in Europe, you're talking about these Islamicists coming in and not assimilating. They're taking over.
Yep.
And their birth rates are much higher. And it's It's scary as all get out. And you have crime in places in Europe where they didn't have crime.
No. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's a real radio and it works great. Could I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and a separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting, too? Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station. Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Let's get to traffic so we can play some movies and you can win some prizes. All right?
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we've got Fort Myers, busted ass POS, Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. Then we got a crash in Bonita Springs, 11,000 block of Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date. Five movie clips, all of them dealing with the beach or the ocean, seaside. First person to correctly identify one of the five films will get their choice of a prize, winner's choice. We have a pair of tickets to go to Adventure Island in Tampa, the big water park, chance to try out Vantage Point. $20 to Subway. How about a bottle of Stan and Haney Babacu Saw? We got it.
Oh, I need one.
How about six?
Will you give me one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. How about a gift certificate, a $60 value to Sky King Fireworks? How about 25 to Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs in North Fort Myers?
Yes, please.
Maybe you'd like to see Weezer and the Pixies, Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. Complimentary auto health check from Naples Nissan. Tickets to a miracle game, your choice. Haney bobblehead signed by me. Or $20 to Bernie's City Diner. Just name the film. First person to get it will get their choice of a prize. Four of the five are all based on seaside, ocean, beach dwelling.
By the beautiful sea.
This first clip is not necessarily about the beach or the ocean. It is a scene from the movie, however, taken from the beach. So this is a scene at the beach from this movie. Your job is to name the movie. Here's clip number one. From the beach.
Tell me, Nikki, were you frightened last night?
That's the point, wasn't it? That's what made it so good.
You shouldn't play this game.
Why not? I like it.
You're in over your head.
Maybe. But this is how I'll catch my killer.
Not gonna confess all my secrets, Nick, just because I have an orgasm. You won't learn anything I don't want you to know.
Yes, I will. And I'll nail you.
Nah. You'll just fall in love with me.
I'm in love with you already. But I'll nail you anyway. You can put that in your book.
(277) 9600. That scene from the beach. Little conversation. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Rob from Naples.
Rob, can you name the movie? Sorry. That's
all that effort.
Well, that's because we don't have copper lines.
Will we at some point?
That's what I'm told. Ahoy, who's this?
Jim.
Jim, can you name it?
Basic Instinct.
It is Basic Instinct. What would you like?
I don't know. What do you got?
You want to eat something? You want to do something? You want to get something? What do you want?
Do something.
I've got a pair of tickets to Adventure Island. Does that sound good?
That does sound good.
All right, hold on. Sharon Stone, Michael Douglas, Basic Instinct. This is a great movie. I like the original better, but this is the remake that everybody knows about. Topic is the beach. Name this beach movie.
Forget about it, Eddie. I'll just do it myself. It's such a problem.
I'm just saying the sun's really different down here.
The sun is the sun, Eddie.
Ah! Honey!
Oh, grouchy Marks, calm down.
Hey, look, he really is with that babe. Man, she is banging. That means he was telling the truth about his wife getting ice picked.
That's messed up.
We're fine. We're just going to take a little snoozalito. Snooze! Huh? No. No. You stop. Huh? No.
It's not my fault. Stupid Mexican ozone.
No, the Mexican ozone isn't stupid, Lila. You just needed to wear some sunscreen.
I was trying to get a tan.
No, you were trying to get savage.
Whose side are you on, Eddie?
What? What sides are there?
Mine
are
the ozones! Choose one!
I'm on your side, all right? Just calm down. Now look, I'm going to put a little of this aloe on your back, okay? Should make you feel better.
Ah!
Name the movie.
Beep.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Wayne.
Wayne, can you name the movie?
Yeah, is that the Heartbreak Kid?
It is the Heartbreak Kid. Absolutely correct. What would you like?
Can I get the Sky King?
You sure can. $60 to Sky King fireworks. Hold on. Those of you that are familiar with the Ben Stiller Heartbreak Kid need to watch the original that came out in the early 70s with Charles Grodin and Sybil Shepherd. And Sybil Shepherd's dad, the late, great Eddie Albert.
You mean Eddie Bracken?
That was a great movie. This is all about summertime by the beach. We're up to movie clip number 3. Name this beach movie.
Ow! Ooh, hot. Ooh. Ooh, boy. Ow! We should have brought shoes. Ow!
Daddy, I can't walk.
Okay, just hop, honey. Just hop. Yeah, come on up on Daddy's shoulders. Hot. Ooh, there you go. Here's my girl. Ooh, hold on. Ooh. Boy. Here we go. Just gotta find Mommy now. Ooh, excuse me. Ow! Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Really, I didn't mean to. Hey, there was my hand. Geez. Sorry about that. Really. Oh. Just saying. Fine. Oh! It's a back collar. The thing broke off again. I'm waiting for a part from Minneapolis.
Your foot, lift up your foot. My lens, you're getting sand in my lens.
If there's any damage to it, send to build a 415 beach lane. All right?
You're damn right.
I don't think I heard it at all, though.
You big poser.
Hey, where are you going? Let's go look.
Jamaica?
Hey, watch it. That's my hat.
Hey, honey. Oh, she can go. Sure.
Just ice water.
Hey,
oh, sorry. Well, you should have put a cover on.
Yeah,
look,
don't you
watch where
you're
walking?
No, watch it!
Well, you shouldn't be cooking on the beach. It's illegal, I think. Where's your mother?
Sandy!
Dad!
Can you hear me calling you? I'm all over here. Okay, sweetheart, get out. Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Oh. I'm glad you're here. Oh. Bobby wanted his graph blown up. You finish it?
Yeah. I'm breathing out anyway.
Name the beach movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Tom from Naples.
Tom, can you name the movie?
I think it's Summer Rental.
It is Summer Rental.
Well done.
Very well done, John Candy. What would you like?
Yeah, I saw that in the theater. Do you still have those water park ticket deals left?
Yeah, do we have any left? Yes. Would you like to go to Adventure Island?
Yes, sir.
Right. Spoiler alert, you know what happens, right?
What?
There's a trap door involved.
Yeah, vantage point, and then you fall through the floor and go down a big water slide. Can you handle it?
Maybe.
Hold on.
Just wanted him to know what he's getting into.
These are all about movies at the beach. Here's a movie clip number 4. We've got Subway, Babaku Saw, Sky King Fireworks, Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili and Dogs, Weezer and the Pixies, Complimentary Auto Health Check from Naples Nissan, Miracle Tickets, Haney Bobblehead, Bernie's City Diner. Name this movie about being at the beach.
Kudu! This guy needs help! Kudu!
Hey! Ah! Can I call the front desk?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You got coral right there in your leg.
Can you get out of my leg, please, hotel man? Do you do something about that?
Oh, I'd love to, you know, but hotel policy. They don't let me do that kind of thing. They get all weirded out, insurance.
Can you call the front desk for me, please?
Yeah.
It really hurts.
Kunu, call the front desk now.
Okay, monster man.
He's not going to do nothing.
I kind of have this thing about blood, okay?
Look at it. It's raping my leg. Peter, get out of my leg, please.
One, two.
You can't get it out.
It's really in there.
Get it out of me!
Three.
Oh, my ass!
Okay, I got it. It's all done. It's all over.
Oh,
everything looks fine. Oh.
It's all good. They're coming, Wiki Wiki.
Can you get some towels for me, please? I'm really losing a lot of blood.
You sound like you're from London. Yeah, I'm from London.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Watch it get cut off. That's totally on our end. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, can you name the movie?
Is it Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
It is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
You still got those miracle tickets?
I do. Would you like to go?
I would love to go.
All right, hold on. Tickets to the miracle. One more. Now, I always do this. I put what should be the most obvious and easiest one last. But I try to take a certain scene. It might not go and immediately ring a bell. This one should be no problem. Name this movie about a beach and things.
Martin, you going to shut down the beaches on your own authority?
Well, what other authority do I need?
Well, technically, you need a civic ordinance or a resolution by a board of selectmen.
That's just going by the book. We're really a little anxious that you're rushing into something serious here. It's your first summer, you know.
What does that mean?
I'm only trying to say that Amity is a summer town. We need summer dollars. And if people can't swim here, they'll be glad to swim at the beaches of Cape Cod, the Hamptons, Long Island.
That doesn't mean we have to serve them up a smorgasbord.
We never had that kind of trouble in these waters.
Well, what else could have done that to that girl? Boat in the belly?
Well, I think possibly, yes, a boating
accident. That's not what you told me over the phone.
I was wrong. We'll have to amend our reports.
And you'll stand by that?
I'll stand by you.
Martin, a summer girl goes swimming. Swims out a little far. She tires. Fishing boat comes along.
It's happened before.
I don't think you appreciate the gut reaction people have to these things.
Harry, I appreciate it. I'm just reacting to what I was told.
Martin, it's all psychological.
You yell Barracuda. Everybody says, huh? What? You yell Shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah. 4th of July.
Boating accident.
Yeah. Boating. And I'll amend my report to reflect that.
And I'll stand by you.
Yes. I was wrong. Ahoy, who's this?
Heather.
Heather, can we name the movie?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Can we name the movie?
Jaws.
Very good, Heather. Congratulations, you're our fifth big winner.
Yay!
She sounds so pleasant.
She sure does. What would you like, sweetheart?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What would you like?
Probably Subway.
Sure. $20 to Subway.
Excellent.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Hi. Well, hello. Hello to you.
Well.
let's put a bow on this one, Haney.
Oh, you're done already?
Five of them done.
Well, let me give it a proper outro here.
Yeah, I'd like to make it worthwhile.
Memorable.
Yeah, make it big. Make it real professional. Make it, a professional sound to it.
Bingo! Beach blanket bingo!
Yeah!
Beach blanket bingo! Beach blanket bingo! That's the name of a game.
That concludes Stan's tribute to the beach.
Bingo.
Tune in next week as Stan pays tribute to things other than the beach.
That can be so many things.
Or maybe it'll be more beach.
No.
Who knows? From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's a real radio and it works great. Can I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting too? Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I find this interesting. It popped up on my phone, and it comes from the staff of the Sean Hannity people who have their own deal, separate from Fox. Anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok was forcibly removed from the bureau this afternoon, with multiple sources saying he was escorted from his office after the inspector general's scathing report. His attorney confirmed in a statement that his client was escorted from the building as part of the ongoing examination process. This, according to the Washington Times. Mr. Strzok was still employed by the FBI, though he had been demoted to a desk job in human resources since being dismissed from the Mueller special counsel team. But reports coming in, and we've seen it here at the radio station. It's a thing of beauty. Mm-hmm. You've got.
What? But I work here.
Yep. Yep.
Come with me, please.
Yep. We have seen in other radio stations, because we got like five of them here, and we've been here a very long time. And you will see somebody that they know is a rabble rouser.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that, you know, certain members of the business that their last names start with B don't want them in the building anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want any problems. And they want to make sure they leave without making a scene.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be escorted from the building. Right through the front door. And then they'll hear the door close behind them and the magnetic locks click.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
Come with me, sir.
Yeah.
But my things in the office, they'll be sent to you.
Yes. We're going to ask you to leave now. Leave. Haney and I have seen some. We've actually seen police officers come in here.
It is so entertaining. Because there's that moment of surprise.
Yep.
Because until they come through that door and start issuing instructions, they think it's just a normal day.
Yep. They'll talk their way out of something.
We've seen a guy on mic who refused to leave.
Yep.
And he's going on his diatribe about how the sons of bitches can do whatever they want, but I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay here. What? Mm-hmm. Now? Right now. Well, this is an out. Well, it may be an
right.
Outrage.
And then we see him come into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them at a time.
Yep.
In case he gets a little out of hand.
Yep.
Come with us. I can only imagine what it was like over there
and the
bureau.
And the funny thing is, we don't really get involved in stuff like that.
No, we don't.
But as the guy's leaving, he looks at us like we did it.
Yep. And we'll just give him a little wave.
Yep.
Toodaloo. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive
Toodaloo.
Home. Toodaloo. Yeah. See ya. And then that gets them even angrier.
Yep.
Because they think we did it. We didn't have anything to do with it. We're not stopping it or fighting it from happening.
Yep. And then that makes him even madder. And yep. So he starts to react. And then you see the officer just put his hand on the billy club.
Yep. Toodaloo.
Traffic brought to you by Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. North Fort Myers, home of the best burger in town.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Couple of things on the board. Both of them in Lehigh Acres crash. Grant Boulevard and State Road 82. And then we have another one, Lehigh Acres crash. Leonard Boulevard South, right by the New Life Church. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian.
I'm Gary King.
Hey.
And the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, June 19th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know. There was a proposed constitutional amendment in 1916. It failed, but it was a possibility at one point.
A lot of constitutional amendments do fail.
This particular amendment would have given American citizens the right to vote on whether or not to go to war. That was pretty important at that time.
What year?
1916.
Oh, that World War I, the war to end all wars.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to stay neutral. Woodrow Wilson said, oh, we won't go into that. That's how he got reelected. We're not going to go and fight that war. We're neutral.
Until we weren't.
Yeah.
So, imagine that. It is up to the American people. I guess they'd have to hold a special election and vote on whether or not to go to war. Now, if you voted no, you voted your conscience, okay. If you vote yes, we need to go to war over this, well, at that point, you'd be required to enlist in the armed forces.
That failed, huh?
That failed. Mm. You cannot go to a football game, most sporting events, without seeing John 3:16.
Yup. Rainbow wig.
The guy who started all that, holding up the John 3:16 sign at football games, started doing that in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Life hasn't turned out well for him. He is now serving 3 life sentences for taking a maid hostage at a hotel.
Oh, jeez. Hey. Used to see him all the time. Used to see him at NBA games, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the message, not the messenger.
Yeah. That's what they say.
The very first phone book, for those of you that know what that is.
Hello.
Was published in New Haven, Connecticut in 1878. And it was a very comprehensive directory. It had all 50 numbers for the people, the 50 people who had phones.
Ah, that was a luxury then.
Mm-hmm.
There's the rainbow guy. End of the rainbow, the headline reads. What's it say in the smaller print? It
turns violent.
Yeah. There he is in his rainbow wig.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing now?
3 life sentences.
Ah.
Have you heard the strange story of Christian DeGruy?
What about it? We're to start talking about it, it'll ring a bell. I've taken a lot of information, and I have to process it.
Well, that's true. He is 58 years old, and he really wanted to impress this woman. It never ends.
Of course it doesn't end.
Now, I've seen a bunch of reports on this guy, and there's little pieces of detail that may be in one story and not the other, so right. I'm going to try to aggregate them for you. Evidently, he had known this woman for 20 years.
This one that he's trying to impress?
Yes, and she's married. Evidently, happily so.
Mm-hmm.
So, what to do? He makes his living fixing cars out of his house. You take it over to his garage, mm-hmm. and he'll mm-hmm. work on your car. He decided it would be a good idea to impersonate a 3-star army general to impress this lady.
This is the lowest of low.
He claimed that he flew helicopters in Afghanistan, and we don't know how, but he got a legitimate army uniform, 3-star army general, complete with combat patches and decorations.
You can pick that up at the antique shop, right, D-Trade?
More likely online.
But that wasn't enough.
No.
Authorities say General DeGruy had a charter helicopter pilot chartered a helicopter and had the pilot land on a soccer field at the sprawling corporate campus of SAS Institute in beautiful Cary, North Carolina. Wearing his military battle uniform, he told a security officer who confronted him he was there to pick up the female employee, and he was arriving unexpected because he had to pick her up and take her to Fort Bragg
where John Rambo is.
Yep, for a classified briefing authorized personally by President Trump. I guess he went around there and was saluting people. They're saluting him back.
And, well, you see three stars, you're going to be saluting.
And so the woman gets in the helicopter, and they've determined the woman and the helicopter pilot were both believing his story. And all they did was take a helicopter ride up there in the skies in North Carolina, then landed and let her off.
The old whirly bird.
Mm-hmm. They say it was around sunset when he stepped out of the helicopter, the uniform implying a rank of lieutenant general. Homeland Security Special Agent Tony Bell testified he saluted security officers. They saluted him back. But when questioned, he admitted he never served in the military at all. The female acquaintance expected him, but thought he would be arriving in a car for a visit. Instead, they went on a 30-minute helicopter ride around the greater Raleigh area. The agent said that DeGruy wanted to pursue a romantic relationship with a woman who was married and not interested.
I'd like to see a picture of her. Well, there he is. Liar.
This guy is a fool.
Of course.
But the episode was concerning enough that a joint terrorism task force joined the investigation. He is a native of Chile.
Oh.
Recently became an American citizen.
Yeah.
They say he has lived in Raleigh for several decades and works out of his home.
Heart wants what the heart wants.
As a mechanic. And Homeland Security had mercy on him. And as they're filling out all the paperwork on all this, they put suspected that he may have a screw loose. They didn't mess around with this guy. He was taken away from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Examined at a federal prison facility in California, and a psychiatric report was done under seal with the court as part of his plea agreement, which is not public. We do know that he told his lawyer to acknowledge that he believes he's sane.
General.
But I guess the fact that this guy had people believing it, had his private helicopter there. Yes. I'm here to pick her up. Take her to Bragg. Yep. Direct orders of the president. Wait a second. Aren't you that guy that fixes cars out of his house? Never mind that. I'm surprised he got that far.
Yeah, especially officers, especially generals, return salutes. Subordinates salute first. There you go, right there. Oh, thank you for saluting me, General.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, yesterday, Apple announced an exciting new feature coming to all iPhones later this year. It's a feature you might think you already have, but I guess you don't. This new feature will tell 911 where you are when you call for help.
I thought it already did that.
No, I think it does that, but it's only for advertising purposes.
Ah, gotcha.
Not to actually help you. And they do acknowledge most people don't know this, but 911 has never been able to use your cell signal to pinpoint you like they can with a landline. They only see the cell towers that you're closest to, which gives them a general area, and that general area is usually hundreds of yards wide. And that's a problem, because 80% of 911 calls are now coming from cell phones, and callers aren't always able to communicate their location.
Yeah.
Either because they can't talk or they don't know where they are. And the new feature could be valuable even if you do know where you are, because when they immediately know your location, they can get to you much faster. You know, phones have had the capability to make it happen the whole time.
Of course.
And companies like Uber track your location all the time.
Yep.
But the 911 response system has not had a major overhaul in 50 years. So Apple is now extending the GPS capability to dispatchers. And if for some reason you don't want them to know, you will have an option to turn 911 tracking off.
Let me tell you how Big Brother is watching you with that damn cell phone. No joke. And I could not figure out, well, it's obvious what's going on, but I didn't think it was that sophisticated. I'm at Walmart over the weekend. I'm walking through the aisles, and they had a little end cap of a bin of water shoes. You know, if you're going to the beach and you don't want to step on
like
stone.
Aqua socks?
Kind of like an aqua sock. It's got some kind of stretchy stuff on them, and you can wear them into the water so you don't step on stones or shells or anything like that. And it just caught my eye because there's a brand name with them. And I was like, what the hell? And I, walking down the aisle, didn't even stop more than 2 seconds, picked them up, looked at them. I said, these are hunks of junk. And I threw them back in, kept walking down. I get home, and on my computer, those little pop-up ads, there are the water shoes that I had just picked up not like 6 hours earlier at the Walmart. And I'm like,
did you have your phone out?
I had my phone in my pocket.
So your phone shouldn't have been able to see it.
Nope. There they were.
How do they know that, D-Train?
There they were. Right there, plain as day.
Were you talking about them?
I mentioned, oh, look at these are these water shoes.
Oh, then they picked it up on the mic on your phone. Yeah.
Even though my phone was not being used.
Oh, yeah.
And there it is, right, the ad on my computer at home.
Mm-hmm.
There's been plenty of times because since I'm an Android user, I'm logged into my Chrome on my phone, and I'm logged into Chrome on the computer. When we're talking about something and I go to type it in Google, it automatically pops up first thing.
That's scary.
Privacy.
Yep.
Hell of a concept.
Yep.
A woman in Delta Township, Michigan, had her Lexus stolen last week.
Ooh.
She got herself a rental car as the police investigated. The next day, she was driving in her rental car when, lo and behold, she saw her Lexus parked at a convenience store. Well, she did the only thing she could do at that point.
What's that?
She pulled into the parking lot and hopped into her Lexus and stole it back.
Yeah, because she probably had the extra set of keys.
It turns out the person who stole her car was 18-year-old Jayshon Porter.
Jayshon!
And when he got out of the convenience store and saw the woman stealing back her Lexus, I'd like to think that he stepped back and admired her moxie as he pondered his next move. It didn't take long. He's a car thief.
Yeah.
So he let her take off in the Lexus while he went to work stealing her rental car. The police tracked him down in the stolen rental about 85 miles away. He was charged with unlawfully driving away a motor vehicle. That's awfully wordy.
Sure.
And carjacking. And I guess in this day and age, we do need to point out the woman won't face charges for stealing her own car.
That's good, because that wouldn't surprise me if he... Deshaun.
This guy's just, all neck.
Why can't you just be called Sean?
Deshaun.
Jayshon.
Yeah.
Look at him. Guilty. Well, they caught him red-handed.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, police in Oklahoma City received a call on Friday around 5:30 p.m. The complaint, two people having sexual relations under a tree right by a very busy intersection. When the police arrived on the scene to investigate, there they found 48-year-old Tony Willis and 42-year-old Verna LeClaire.
We'll refer to them as lovebirds.
Drunk and rutting in full view of all the traffic.
They're rutting.
They were both arrested for indecent exposure and public intoxication. If only it ended there.
But it doesn't?
It doesn't. This is not Verna's first time getting arrested.
No.
It was just last October. She was arrested for having sex in the late afternoon in a busy liquor store parking lot.
Rutting.
But that time she was openly rutting with 21-year-old Kevin Bohannon. Those charges were dismissed. It'll be interesting to see if she can dodge them a second time.
I don't think you're ready for this.
What do you mean I'm not ready?
I had to verify that this is a real photo.
Go ahead.
He's definitely dating out of his league.
What the hell? Oh, my God. What the? What's wrong with his nose?
He inhaled cauliflower.
That is, well, we used to call it in the day the drinker's nose. Very W.C. Fields-like, but it's cauliflower.
Yeah, someone on the internet's comparing... I ain't going to show up. Never mind.
Oh, he's all effed up.
Someone's comparing him to this, right?
He's... But it's, look at her. She's just looking for what? A good time? What? With that guy?
Payday.
Yeah, paid exactly.
And that's the news. I hope she doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
And that's the news
yeah,
for
right.
today, Tuesday, June 19th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. Here he is.
Harry. Little
Here
Mark.
He is. There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. Jeez. What do you say? We all three of us put that up as our profile picture?
Probably get a better response.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley, going to be in at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic, and then I've got a story that it shouldn't be happening in the United States of America, and it's not what you think.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, one thing on the board, and it's intermittent lane closures due to construction work. Duncan Road, both ways at Mermont Road. And you are up to date. D-Train handed me this story, and I told you, it shouldn't be happening in the United States, and it's not what you think. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. All presidents have their presidential libraries.
And of course, there was the big scandal with the Lincoln Foundation.
Right, because they found out that only 10% went to the cause. At the Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln's legacy is alive, but some of Lincoln's most prized possessions are in peril, including hat, gloves, quill pen, a fan that belonged to his wife, Mary. They may all have to go on the auction block because of historic debt. This according to CBS. Treasures that include Lincoln's iconic hat made of beaver fur, which still have his fingerprints and a worn-out spot where he would tip his hat. Also at risk, the wanted poster from Lincoln's assassination in 1865. The gloves stained with his blood that he wore in his pocket at Ford's Theater. All going up possibly for auction. To save these items, the curators hope private donations come in because they're in dire straits. They have to decide whether to go to the auction block, which these items will be sold.
I think they all need to be burned because he wasn't opposed to slavery.
Yeah. They have set up a GoFundMe page so that they can save these items. The Lincoln Library and Museum, $9.7 million in debt. And they need that money or all of his prized possessions go on the auction block.
Yeah, he's doing it wrong. Clinton's never had that problem.
Never. Jeez, unbelievable. Shouldn't happen. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic.
Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My parents don't really understand me or my stand-up. You know, I think they understand my brothers a little better than me because they're married and they have kids and they're finished in my parents' eyes. But me, they don't really know what's going to happen to me. So I just kind of make them nervous. No one knows what questions to ask me. They just kind of stare at me like a lava lamp. My mom will look at me for a while and she'll go, "Well, how is the underground New York comedy scene?" I'm like, I'm not living off the grid. I file taxes. My mom thinks I get paid in opium in a dark alley. They're just very confused by me. But I try to remember that they grew up in a different time. Like my dad's high school girlfriend dumped him because he didn't have enough school spirit. Which I think is the best reason ever to dump someone. I want to do that. I want to go back in time just so I can be like, "Listen, Wally, you know what's coming. It's over. I'm sorry, Wally, but you don't have enough school spirit. How can I put out when you're not even enthusiastic about the Wildcats?" I'm sure I know your parents were killed by wildcats, but that's no excuse, Wally.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this laughter. Try to find some of it each and every day for you. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Kim Kardashian...
Jesus.
...is leaving the door open about one day running for political office.
Well, huh.
Again. All of this is totally disrespectful to Donald John Trump.
Is this your first day?
They think because he did it, anybody can do it.
No, it's only a one in a million shot.
No, he is a once in a generation genius.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogans.
Top Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogans.
Look it up. Edison was a dick.
That's true.
Come on, you know you like the sound of Secretary of Education Paris Hilton.
Wow.
Oh, the old tortoise. The old go-to.
Yep. These are the top Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogans. Yeah. This one really aimed towards the Democrats, who really are still stuck in this Russian daydream. A president the Russians cannot blackmail with a sex tape.
No.
Slightly better than other world leaders named Kim. I will not impose tariffs, mainly because I don't know what they are.
I'm scared of this stuff.
Hey!
Yep, they're in bed together. Kim Kardashian, hump and change.
Well, you know, I think the story has not been written yet.
No, I don't believe that because I don't believe you can think.
We took your immigrant grandfathers and grandmothers when they had nothing.
Mindless dribble.
Yeah.
No, I'm not responding to him.
You shouldn't.
And finally, the very top Kim Kardashian presidential campaign slogan.
Yes.
Make NBA players want to come to the White House again.
Literally.
You don't even know what that word means. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
96 K-Rock.
Heard on the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock. Check out K-Rock on your Amazon Echo. Just tell Alexa to open 96 K-Rock.
The Cadillac CT6 reviews are in. The Los Angeles Times says Cadillac has nailed it with the CT6. Automobile calls the CT6 the most advanced and luxurious Cadillac ever. Come in now and feel the power of the Cadillac CT6 for yourself. Qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on a new 2018 CT6. Length of contract limited. Not available with some other offers. Some customers will not qualify. Take delivery by 7/2/18. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
The legend has arrived in Fort Myers. Indian, America's first motorcycle, is here at Stu's Motorcycles. Retro styling and modern engineering. Stu's Motorcycles is your exclusive Indian dealer. Locally owned by riders like you. Stu's Motorcycles, 6 Mile Cypress next to Sun Harvest Citrus. We love to ride.
With over 23 years serving Central Florida, Fence Outlet is Florida's favorite fence store. Fence Outlet has higher quality products at lower prices than the big box stores. Whether you're looking for professional installation or you're shopping around to do it yourself, visit FenceOutletOnline.com.
The whole town's talking about it.
Get up to 125% of Kelley Blue Book fair value for your trade right now. At Sam Galloway Ford and Galloway Direct, it's what we do. And we feature the best selection and the lowest prices on used vehicles in Southwest Florida. Come check out our big selection of great used vehicles, including lots of one-owner trades. Priced to fit any budget. And everyone in South Florida is talking about our two great locations, allowing us to better serve you. Sam Galloway Ford on Boy Scout Drive. And Galloway Direct, just 2 miles south of the Bell Tower shops. Choose from hundreds of used vehicles that have passed through inspection by certified technicians. And because we always put you first, we offer all of our customers a special 3-day exchange policy. If you don't love it, bring it back. No questions asked. We'll get you approved regardless if your credit passed. Get up to 125% of Kelley Blue Book fair value for your trade right now. Hurry in now to Sam Galloway Ford, located on Boy Scout Drive in Fort Myers, and Galloway Direct, just 2 miles south of the Bell Tower shops.
I'm Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law in Fort Myers. You may find yourself in a situation where you're not sure if you need a lawyer. Well, don't wonder anymore. Instead, just pick up the phone and call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. At Absolute Law, we offer a wide range of legal experience. We gladly will take the time to answer your questions, and the telephone consultation's free. If you have any questions, pick up the phone and call me. Mike Chinopoulos at Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's after hours, call anyway. Press 6 and you'll speak to me directly. Absolute Law, a law firm you can trust, absolutely.
Traditional education may not work as well for everyone anymore. In some universities, it works just fine for faculty and administrators, but it doesn't necessarily work for students, especially working adults. At Hodges University, we realize that, and that's why we've completely reimagined and re-engineered higher education and created pathways based on what's important to you, not on what's important to us. Pathways for working adults, pathways for affordable, accelerated education, pathways to your success. Like our Core Plus 4 program that rewards you with one free class every time you complete four, and pathways that allow for practical one class a month scheduling, because we wanted to streamline the path to a bachelor's or master's degree in in-demand fields like business, psychology, technology, and healthcare. We're Hodges University, and we believe in you.
Learn more at pathways.hodges.edu.
Naples Nissan, Aaron Walker, his son Chad, they know how to do it right, and they're still continuing with the $5,000 guaranteed trade-in. That's the least they're going to give you. Obviously, you got a car that's worth more than that, but let's just say you got an old Datsun B210.
You know, don't be disrespectful. In its day.
Yes! $5,000 no matter what. Lifetime engine and transmission warranty on new Nissans and used Nissans that you buy at Naples Nissan. Lifetime window tint warranty. They'll do it right there while you wait. 3-year paint protection. They put that coating so that your paint doesn't fade.
And my favorite, showroom to go.
Yep. Suppose you want to go and get a car. You're looking online.
Yeah.
Let's make the deal. Let's make the deal right now, and I want it delivered.
I like that one. Bring it to me.
Yep. Naples Nissan. You can find them at NaplesNissan.com or go down and visit the gang down there at Pine Ridge Road in Naples.
Celebrate summer like a rock star, all in one extraordinary place at Gaylord Palms through August 13th with Summerfest, featuring Surf In and Rock Out. Enjoy pool parties, kids' crafts, seasonal spa treatments, dining events, and much more. Don't forget to take a dip in Cypress Springs Family Fun Water Park, featuring the all-new Big Cypress 60-foot water slide and double flow rider. Overnight packages are on sale now. Book your getaway today at GaylordPalms.com/Summerfest.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. And right now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x2 for $189 a month for 36 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500.
When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive efficiency. And right now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x2 for $189 a month for 36 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Take advantage of this great offer and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7-5.
Contractors, if we've said it once, we've said it 1,000 times. You've got to call 811 before you dig. But you know what we haven't said as often? That's not enough. After you call and get a ticket, you need to check the positive response system at sunshine811.com to see which utilities have visited your job site. Then go to the job site to make sure the right lines were marked. Only then can you dig with care. Know what's below. A message from Sunshine 811.
Brought to you by Collier County Public Utilities.
If you're looking for a quality fence and professional installation, call Fence Outlet today. With over 23 years in business and over 150 fences installed each week in Central Florida, Fence Outlet is your trusted fence company. Visit FenceOutletOnline.com.
This portion of the show sponsored by Tomorrow Sleep. Enjoy a new Tomorrow hybrid mattress. Comfort by Serta Simmons Sleep Experts. Visit GetTomorrowSleep.com. Use code TRAFFIC4 for $125 off when you spend $500 or more.
From the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard,
this is 96 K-Rock. 96.1.
A Beasley Media Group station.
WRXK. Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral. Everything that rocks. 96 K-Rock.
But I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. What I want you to want, what I want you to feel. But it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you.